The federal opposition has announced a plan to deliver optical fibre broadband to an extra 2 million homes by 2022. The cost of delivering broadband internet has blown out repeatedly under both Labor and coalition governments. And today's Labor announcement has promised another round of the blame game between the government and opposition. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
NBNCo's map of the national rollout reveals a patchwork of spots around the nation where fast broadband is available and many suburbs and regional towns without it. The Labor leader Bill Shorten's trying to blame those blank parts on the map on Malcolm Turnbull's time as Communications Minister.
Malcolm Turnbull has made a complete mess of the job. He has simultaneously blown out the cost of the project and not delivering the sort of high-performing quality product which Australians reasonably expect of our NBN.
Mr Shorten says Australia's dropped back in international rankings for internet speed under the coalition, and Labor's communications spokesman Jason Clare promises to use more fibre all the way to the home rather than the coalition's plan to deliver fibre to the end of the street and then use the existing copper phone line to get it to each house.
We're going from Malcolm Turnbull's fraud band back to real superfast broadband. We're going from copper back to fibre. And in the policy we're announcing today, we say that what we can do after all of this mess and cleaning up this mess is roll out fibre to the home to up to 2 million more Australian homes and businesses. That means that we'll go very close to doubling the number of homes and businesses that will get fibre to the premises.
Labor says it can deliver the fibre to 2 million more homes by 2022 at the same cost as the government's existing plan.
This is a choice in 2016 between Mr Turnbull and myself, is we will get back to having fibre to the premises in the future.
The Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says it's just not credible.
I just don't take any credence to their mythical promises because they don't have the money put aside and they don't have the track record of ever been able to do it. I mean, why don't they just go and promise an Eiffel Tower in every town? Because they don't have the money for that either.
Jason Clare says Labor is being realistic.
I don't want people to think that if we win the election, you can just click your fingers and all the nodes disappear in a hurry. Malcolm Turnbull's invested $15 billion of taxpayers' money in this second-rate version of the NBN over the last 2.5-3 years, including rolling out fibre to the node. There's about 1.3 million homes at the moment where construction is underway for fibre to the node. So where we can, we stop fibre to the node and we roll out fibre to the premises. That's what we can do there. Another important part of our policy is tasking Infrastructure Australia, an independent body, to give us the advice we need on when and how to go back and finish the job.
He says Labor would be able to match the government's cost because he argues copper to the house is more expensive than first anticipated and the cost of fibre is coming down.
Those 30,000 nodes that Malcolm Turnbull wants to build all around the country will cost, when they're all set up, $60 million a year to run. So you save on the operational costs. You also get more revenue. Remember, the NBN will make revenue for Australian taxpayers over time.
Malcolm Turnbull, though, is dismissive of Labor's promise to deliver more fibre without it costing any more.
They're going to extend more fibre, which obviously means more civil construction, more work, more materials, more digging, more civil work, so hence a lot more cost and a lot more time. But miraculously, Shortenomics magic works again, and it doesn't cost any more. Come on. Australians, they continue to take Australians for mugs. Just in the last month, the NBN connected more premises than Labor did in 6 years. We connected more premises to high-speed broadband with the NBN in the last month than Labor did in 6 years. Now, they have no credibility on this issue. They hopelessly mismanaged the project. They wasted billions, and what they are talking about today will have only one consequence, that it will cost a lot more and it will take a lot longer.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, ending Louise Yaxley's report.